Robinhood Radio presents The Shape of Things with Matthew White from the Hillsdale General Store.
Hello, this is Matthew White with The Shape of Things. Do you believe in love at first sight? I do. I fell in love the second I saw my first car. That moment was not the one played out in Christmas commercials where bleary-eyed, bathrobe-wearing people were led outside to find a car with a huge bow on top. In our family, if you wanted something, you had to earn it. The plan was that when the need arose and the time was right, my parents would pay for a used car under a specified price, and we would pay them back in weekly installments. Like every teenager I knew, I had a paying job. Now, I'm not a car guy. I couldn't tell a Chevy from a Ford then, and I still can't. Perhaps the only topic that interests me less than cars is sports. You get the picture. So, a car was not something that I lusted after. I needed one to get me around, and I wanted my freedom, but I never thought about it further than that. Car races, car shows, car magazines, these meant less than nothing to me. That said, I had a specific idea of what kind of car I would like if I could have anything in the world, and that would be a Model T. I was 17, and the time had come, probably driven by my parents' desire not to cart me around everywhere. Rather than looking through the classifieds or used car lots, Dad took me to the car auction. After all, an auction was where one bought cattle in Amarillo, Texas, so why not cars? When we arrived at the auction, the bidding had already begun. The cars were driven by men with stained, greasy hands into a large tin barn from an adjacent dirt parking lot. At each end of the building was a truck-sized garage door which allowed the autumn Texas wind and the parade of cars to blow right through. The auctioneer spoke in that typical fast talk as the buyers, all men, made their subtle gestures to bid. It was like entering a strange secret club. These guys have been here before. One standard-issue chassis after another drove up and idled, some with more difficulty than others. It was 1974, and while that year and the used cars of that time might hold some appeal now, they were not very visually charming then. But I suppose charm is not what one normally looks for in a car. Hoods were lifted and the men peered in as if they were reading tea leaves. Then the bidding would begin. It was very buyer beware. I was not exactly riveted by the experience, but did keep an eye on the next model rounding the corner to enter the barn. Then, without warning, it happened. Suddenly everything seemed to be in slow motion. The music I heard was an uneven staccato sputter like the riding mower we used to cut the weeds in the dusty field behind our house, but it really wasn't the sound that mattered, because the visual was pure poetry. Rounding the corner was a 1964, red, convertible, Volkswagen. This astonishing vision of sublime symmetry and perfect engineering seemed like the love child between Cinderella's pumpkin and my beloved Model T. Its appealing shape was held aloft by four unlikely skinny tires. Charm. Time stood still. Daddy must have sensed the change in my interest, or perhaps I made plain that there was no other car in the world except this one. But I was not raised to expect to get everything I wanted. If this glorious carriage was to be mine, it would be entirely determined by the hammer price. Reality can be very harsh when it crashes against the perfection of possibility. The bidding began. My heart pounded and ears rang. $100, hands went up. $150, $200, I couldn't take the pressure. The bulbous shape was both exotic and classic. It was topped off by a rakish ragtop, giving the roofline old-fashioned, spiny angles, not seen in the more common shape of a hardtop. $250, $300. I scanned the room and looked at these rugged, heartless faces, trying to determine if anyone actually knew the glory of what was before them. I decided, or maybe hoped, that they were more interested in the previous lots that suggested cars that the Charlie's Angels would have driven. But there were still some interested parties. Heart pounding, the bidding continued. $350, $400. I examined the beautiful object before me and stopped to linger on the bumper. It didn't really look like a bumper, and instead resembled an ornamental brass bed that had been chromed. The windshield was a completely flat piece of glass, reflecting the industrial ceiling lights like a mirror. I knew time was running out. Soon the price would exceed my budget, and my heart, once lifted to the heavens, would be dashed against inevitable heartbreak. Up Daddy's hand went. $450. I waited and closed my eyes. $450. I held my breath and literally said a prayer. Sold for $450 to the man with a skinny, freckle-faced teenage son. My heart leapt out of my chest, quietly, of course, and we went on to the window to pay and sign the papers. As we did, we walked past the long line of automobiles on their way to the block, each named after a fierce or speedy animal. Wildcat, Impala, Firebird, Mustang. They held no interest to me. I had found my perfect happiness. I had found my Beetle.
Matthew White is an author, designer, and proprietor of the Hillsdale General Store.